Eric Wilson.
Yeah, Eric Wilson.
You know, Eric, we're doing a story on Eric.
Okay. Yeah.
And how great he's doing. Eric, and how much he's succeeded and everything that he's done. And he's thanking you for everything and Common Ground Foundation for everything.
Yeah, well, first, I have to thank him, man, because Eric is an inspiration for me. Like, I met him years ago when he first joined Common Ground Foundation, and it was like, you know, his nickname was Gucci, named after this guy, Gucci Mane. but he always had a charisma. He talked, and he's been through a lot, lost his brother. And, you know, growing up on the south side of Chicago, you could be subjected to anything.
Right.
And it was different times where you felt like he might drift off, but, you know, through the mentorship, I can't take credit for it. I just, you know, am a part of it and offer what I can. But our mentors spend time with our young people each and every weekend.
Right.
So, and I think to see him at his school and be the president of his freshman class.
Amazing, right?
It's amazing. Like,
it's amazing.
It touched me. My mother sent me pictures of him, and I started being like, wow, man.
That's the power of what you can do by holding your hand out and giving somebody a hand.
Yeah.
And really kind of speaks to this larger problem that we have in Chicago now, and the larger problem now of the president talking about sending in the feds and all, you know, what he's doing. He's talking about everything except the kinds of things that Common Ground Foundation does, and things that really, don't you think these are the kinds of things that would make some real change?
Well, yeah, I believe as Chicagoans, we have to empower ourselves. We have to know that the change is going to come from within, and that means as many grassroots groups out there right now, organizations, Common Ground, including other groups that are on the ground doing things in our city that's trying to offer programs to help young people, to benefit them from, you know, just hanging out on the streets. And we need our businesses and we need our cities to help start offering jobs to younger people.
Right.
And like working to get people back into school and making people feel like they have a chance. So I think it's going to take our city to come together. It doesn't, you know, no like federal government issue thing is going to be that beneficial as much as us saying, let's take care of each other and let's do this from within.
Yeah, create opportunities.
Yeah, create opportunities, for sure.
You know, as my mother used to say, if you have an idle mind, you're going to get into trouble.
Man,
you got to stay busy somehow, right?
I grew up around 87th Stony Island, and it's like, if my mother didn't keep me in that computer class, bitty basketball, little league baseball,
I'd get into trouble.
Yeah, you know.
Get into trouble, and you could wind up in Italy fighting off some international murderer.
Yeah,
look at you.
That's the dream, man. The dream to come.
I was watching you doing some of these fight scenes. I said, I wonder how much of that he learned in Chicago.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that I did get into my fights in Chicago in high school, but it was never skilled in the high level as my character in John Wick, my character Cassian. Like in John Wick Chapter 2, it's like the fighting is on a higher level. It's and the scene goes on. Even now when I think like, yeah, I'm in condition, I'm working out. It's like when you get to that level, it's another thing. And then going against Keanu Reeves is like he's one of the greats to ever do it when it comes to actors that can do action and fighting at that level. And then Chad, our director, and the world of John Wick, they come up with these new ideas, and it's really creative. And that's what helps, you know, generate the world of John Wick.